signed a landmark law that will intensify America's fight against AIDS worldwide. The law commits almost $50 billion for HIV treatment and prevention over the next 5 years. Most of that money will be spent in Africa, where many countries have been hit especially hard. One of those nations is Uganda. 15 years ago, 18% of Ugandans were said to be HIV positive. Since then, the infection rate has dropped dramatically. Experts credit the government's HIV prevention campaign that emphasized condom use and changes in sexual behavior. But now the percentage of Ugandans who are infected is starting to climb once again, and doctors there are urging men to do something else to lower their risk of infection. The World's Jennifer Gorin reports from Uganda's Rakai district.
Eight men are sitting in the waiting room at the Rakai Health Center. They range in age from 18 to 61. They're all here to get circumcised. This man says he wants to protect himself against disease, diseases like AIDS. When I ask, what about condoms? Some of the men say they already use condoms. They want to be circumcised as a backup. In Uganda, most men aren't circumcised. They're part of the Christian majority. About 10% of Ugandans are Muslim. They have their sons circumcised as infants. But these men in Rakai are getting the surgery as adults. It's largely because of recent research. Studies suggest circumcised men have a 60% reduced risk of contracting HIV. Some of the research was done in Rakai. Godfrey Chigoz oversees the male circumcision studies here. He says they're now offering the procedure to all men in this rural community, and the response has been overwhelming.
We can't circumcise everybody who turns up, so we're just scheduling them. And our schedule is kind of covered up 1 month, so people are turning up. We are doing about 15 a day.
The surgery's free. It's paid for by the U.S. government under President Bush's program for AIDS treatment and prevention. The men also receive about $3 to compensate them for losing a day or two of work. Not everyone's eager to get the surgery. Many find the idea of circumcision alien, even a little threatening. Dr. Jackson Mazuzu has performed some 800 circumcisions in the past 2 years. He says when he and others first approached men here with the idea of getting circumcised, some Christians said they feared it would turn them into Muslims.
But we made it very clear to the people that we see that this is not turning you into a Muslim. It is just a procedure.
A medical procedure. But circumcision is also a religious and cultural issue, and that makes it sensitive for public health officials. Dr. Sam Zaramba is with Uganda's Ministry of Health. He says he'd like to launch a national campaign to get more men here circumcised, as other African countries have done, like Rwanda, for instance, and Swaziland, which has kept clinics open on weekends for circumcision Saturdays.
Other countries, like our neighboring countries, have started to roll it out. They're doing very well. And actually, within the country also, since the results were announced, we are seeing an increase in male circumcision. But of course, we still have some people who are doubting Thomases.
The main doubting Thomas is Uganda's president, Yoweri Museveni. He's been a major supporter of Uganda's prevention strategy, the one that emphasizes abstinence, faithfulness, and condom use. But he doesn't support male circumcision. Museveni recently told a group of Western reporters he wants evidence it armors men against AIDS, the way a tank is armored against bullets.
I would like to get really the science of all this. I have not bothered with it because my views are sort of made up. Maybe I will go and study it. But those are my preliminary views.
HIV experts say some of Museveni's concerns are warranted. Circumcision doesn't provide complete protection. Doctors say men still need to use condoms, and they still need to reduce the number of sexual partners. There's a lot of information to communicate, and getting the message right is important.
Circumcision.
Yeah.
Isaac Simba and his bandmates call themselves the Circ Squad. Simba says they all got circumcised last summer, and they wrote this song to answer some common questions.
Everyone asks you the question, so doesn't it hurt? So won't I have to put on a dress? And the thing is, everything is in the song, you know. If you take your time and listen carefully, you'll get everything there.
It can be painless, harmless, and brother, you know what? You can be right back at your job with your pants on like usual. But best of
Despite the push to promote circumcision, Uganda's not really ready to roll out a national program. For one thing, the country doesn't have enough trained surgeons. And there's something else that may prove a bit of a hurdle. Men are supposed to abstain from sex for 6 weeks after the surgery. If they don't, they could actually increase their risk of HIV infection. Isaac Simba says when he told his new girlfriend about his plan to get circumcised, she was less than enthusiastic.
She's like, are you crazy? 6 weeks? You know, we just started dating. You know, I was like, yeah, I think new relationship, new life. And she was like, well, I'm ready for it, you know, so I went for it.
For The World, I'm Jennifer Gorin, Rakai, Uganda. Circumcision makes you hygienic and clean, yeah. Circumcision reduces some risks of acquiring HIV. Circumcision makes you clean, come on now, come on now. Circumcision, yeah, come on now, my brother.
If you'd like to hear the rest of the circumcision song, go to theworld.org. Jennifer Gorin traveled to Uganda with the International Reporting Project at Johns Hopkins University's School of Advanced International Studies.